Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
That is Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 38. And you are listening to the abbreviation acronym of M period, A period, N period, which is Music Activism News. 3342A. That's the track that we just started off with from the Detox album. And if you're listening to Lake City on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. If you have anything to send to us, any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers before we go into anything else. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. I will tell you some of the things that's going on. You can check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary space Cleveland. So that's MS Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook also Kent and Angelica, or Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, or go to the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, followed by the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. The web page, like I say, there are a few other things I should get to, like the Instagram of J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter J.R. number 1. And Hip Hop Workshop 2 on Twitter, which is Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. period, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. And finally, Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Well, what I should do is, I know if I don't do it now, I won't get to it, and it's just the fact of it all. I wouldn't get to it. Before I go to the 216-804 phone number, 216-804, look sharp. You might be watching Dancing with the Stars. You might be watching Monday Night Raw. But I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our area. Number 10, Lowdown the Barbarian debuts. Number 9, BWE re-debuts. Number 8, Eric Magnus back on the scene. Number 7, moving up, Sheriff Kilroy with Alpha Male. Number 6, moving up, the YouTube of Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can look for the song Nelson Mandela. The video is being filmed as we speak. If you look at that video, it will tell you how you can be a part of that video. Number 5, debuting, Art McCoy Radio Show live yesterday at the Dialogue Center on Kipling Avenue, where the Lake County Republican Chair Dale Fellows was there, Cuyahoga County Republican Chairs Lisa Sticken, as well as the Chair Donna Walker Brown, Man in the Street was there, African American Museum's Brother Ted. They had grilled chicken. It was a very, very interesting show. Number 4, debuting, Facebook, the 3rd Annual White Party for Toys, for Tots. That will be Saturday, October 24th. 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 12703 Lorraine Avenue, 44111, Cleveland, Ohio. Number 3, debuting, Facebook, the 25th National Day of Protest to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. That's October 22nd, 022. That's this Thursday, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Luke Easter Park, Woodhill Park. Number 2, Facebook, Rising Up, Queen Noor official music release party show last Saturday, West 25th, well attended. And number 1, moving up, the biggest jump was the Women's March special with over 500 people. You had music, you had more. We'll get into that in a little while. I want to at least take the time to go to the first person who's on the phone line. I see we have two people. So let's get to the 216-804. 216-804, how are you doing this evening? Going once? Going twice? I appreciate you for listening. Like I say, some people might say, well, I'm not sure if I can talk. They might be at work. They might be watching something on TV. Could be family time. So I appreciate you for rocking with me. Let's see. Let's go and see what's happening with that 216-400 number and 216-400. You're on. How you feeling? Well, if you didn't have much to say, I appreciate it with the people who are rocking out with me. Had to check myself because I might have muted myself, but I did not do that. That's why I give the instructions that I'm going to come to the phone line whether you want to speak or not. And they didn't press the one key, but I appreciate you for rocking out just as well. 216-255, how are you doing out there? 216-255.
Hello.
I'm good. Okay. That's
Hi
good.
There, Alfred. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better, especially since I was able to survive the, of course, Women's March, Cleveland March for Women's Rights, which happened the past week, and you happened to be a speaker there.
Yes, we both were. And that was a great event. That was a great, well-attended event, inspiring. Man, it was just, it was a lot of good speakers. I was impressed by that, the handmaidens, all dressed in red. From the Refuse Fascism group. Man, that was a lot of good stuff. My speech had to do with people being incarcerated from Cleveland's jail, Cuyahoga County Jail, where nine people have died in just over a year, to mass incarceration of immigrants that come in this country. They say it's illegal, but it could be a civil offense at worst, which is like a traffic ticket. So there's no reason to throw somebody in jail over that. And it's breaking up families. If people come here for asylum, as you all know, there's no law against that. So it's cruel, unusual, and racist that we're putting brown and black folks in jail. And I call it genocide because it's also by design to break up families and destroy a people, ethnic groups. So that's why I call it genocide at my speech the other day. And
you were right.
Yeah, I think, you know. So I guess the only other thing I would add would be we had a good Cleveland Peace Action had the Peace at the Pub. Peace at the Pub, we call it, but it's online. It's on Zoom. And Dave Patterson spoke last Tuesday about his book. And I think people on this call would love to hear Dave Patterson speak about the first 400 is the title of the book. Of course, it deals with slavery, a curse on this nation, a plague on this nation that still exists today, the remnants of it. So, and we talk about reparations, and this is just a wonderful recording, and I could put it on this your Facebook page or the event page.
Please do.
So, or both.
Please do.
So, I'd be great if people would listen to that. Plus, we had Gary Daniels from the ACLU speaking about militarized police. And, boy, that was a very informative talk as well. So that will be on the link that I will provide on your page. And thanks for being here and being there and everywhere.
Yes.
And I'm going to listen in.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, what I will do is take my time and say that before I go to the 601 area code, I will put out there because people need to know. I'll get back into some of what happened the past Saturday, but I know that I would be remiss if I did not take the time to mention the fact that upcoming, because it is important, like I say, the October 22nd, is coming up at Luke Easter Park this coming Thursday at 3 p.m., police brutality. And also, if you take a look at Facebook, the Cleveland Imperial Avenue Murders Anniversary Vigil in March for Black Women and Their Lives will happen at 12205 Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Is being hosted by Imperial Women's Coalition and International Women's Day March Cleveland. This is an anniversary vigil in remembrance of the 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue in Cleveland in March for the Lives of Black Women. It will be held at 2205 Imperial Avenue in Cleveland, 12205 Imperial Avenue in Cleveland, where these women were strangled and murdered by serial killer and death row inmate Anthony Sowell. Contact telephone is 216-659-0473. Everyone is welcome to this women's event. As this new civil rights and Black Lives Matter movement flourishes, we will remember black women whose lives have been lost in Cleveland and elsewhere through violence as we remember the 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue in Cleveland. Participants should wear masks and adhere to social distancing measures as required by city ordinance. The program and speakers for this event are forthcoming. Please continue to stand with us as we fight for equality for black women. Now, let's go to our phone caller, and then we'll get into some of what did happen the past Saturday. I'm going to go to 601 area code 513. I hope it's not somebody calling to jump all over Dr. Fauci. Anyway, 601 area code with a 513. How are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Brother Al? Now, this is your presidential candidate, Michael D. Landingham, a write-in candidate, just to let everybody know.
Okay. Fair enough. Talk to us,
so,
please.
Again, I want to say about what you just said a second ago about those 11 women that was murdered and taken by that that monster, Anthony Sowell. I remember distinctly one of the women. I can't remember her name right off the bat, but she used to be around my neighborhood when I stayed up 116th and Continental some years back. And when I saw her on TV, and I couldn't believe, you know, that. And I saw him before walking around. But putting two and two together, I couldn't believe it. And we need to support each other, especially with the desperate situation in all African-American neighborhoods. We need hope, and we need somebody that can deliver. And also to console the families of the loss and to give them hope to make sure that nobody else has to go through that again. So the event that you're talking about, I'll make sure I get the, more information about that so I can attend.
Okay. And how is everything going for the election? Because from everything that I see, it seems everybody is stuck on the main candidates, the main two. I do hear Libertarian name come up every once in a while. How does it feel being in your position? Talk to me, please, presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham.
Well, you know, I've been looking at some of the people, talk to Biden supporters and Trump supporters. Technically, I'm being attacked on both sides. And they're saying that, you know, we gotta put all our eggs in Joe Biden and this and that. But again, we're selling ourselves short, just like Republicans did by going with Donald Trump instead of wanting Hillary Clinton because they don't want a woman president. So we're doing the same thing as Democrats and independents going with the same old. And here's my new question, America, Clinton, everyone. How can we have a real, true American revolution if you keep going with the same old? Because because Joe Biden is well-known, because of Howie Hawkins is well-known, and all the rest of them well-known, but can those individuals bring America together by using family connections? That's the reason why I'm running, using family connections to end racism in America, to quiet it down, or to mainly get it out the mainstream out of America. That's my job. If you don't have a presidential candidate that can do that, or a party that can really tackle the issues of racism in America and racial injustice when in every form, then you're wasting our time and our vote. So let me just say this. When you have a revolution, you give an example. George Washington, my distant relative, yes, the president of our country, you know, he didn't go through the system, how England set up here in America, the 13 colonies, to win our independence. He got up and got a band of patriots and went and organized and, well, had to do some physical harm. This, in this modern age right here, is our revolution. Both parties have failed the American people. And no matter if we go to Democrat, we go with the Republican, behind the scenes, they are on the same team. The only way that we can defeat that is by uniting behind someone that is an outsider. I am a true outsider. I am of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I'm not for anybody else but those people. Now, the people have to understand that is the Constitution was set up. Our election was set up so something like this may have happened, and someone like me can come out and you can write my name in. If I sound good, if I got some backing about my family history, and shown proof that I've already been threatened by the president, and my campaign's been sabotaged for almost two straight years, you've got to be willing to do some work. You got to do some work at it. And it's not given to us. We got to take it. And just like George Washington and just like the civil rights leaders of our past, they didn't wait to ask for the white man to ask permission, can we have our freedom? No, we took it. We got up and we marched, we complained, and we acted. This is our time. This is our moment. And Landingham for president is the answer, is the key. Now, I understand that you're worrying about, well, what about everybody else? I don't see you in the news. There's a reason why. And I said this earlier when I went live, and I think you remember this last year, Brother Al, that the third person that was talking about running for president during when Hillary was running and Donald Trump, somebody called these nuts. And they had it on the news talking about it all summer. Now, for some reason, about my story, it could be a joke, it could be made up, but let's let it come out to the limelight and find out. They won't let it come out because they're afraid of something they don't understand. Now, if they're talking about releasing my situation, my story about the president coming after me and threatening my life and they'll start a civil war, well, hell, if you're going about the route you're going right now, you start a civil war by not checking this president like you're supposed to. And you got Republicans right now getting up talking about, well, yeah, we've been known he was not right. No, you're just as at fault, just as the president. Don't get up and say something now. We need to have a fresh new start. Every country that has problems with their leadership, we need a restart. We need our people to take over each of our countries, and especially to unite everybody because of this COVID. And as you already see, the president, he's talking about he's immune, and he's healed. That's steroids and that good stuff he's snorting. That's to be honest with you. Drugs, kids, do not do drugs. Please don't do it, or you end up like the president. Please. You drink bleach and sticking lights up your butt, you don't want to. I'm telling you, look, America, I'm asking for your support because I'm you. I did not want us to go through the same thing in 2016 like we're doing now. That's why I filed the paperwork. I filed May 20th of last year. Check out LandingHamCase.com. You'll see exactly why you never heard of me and why they've been blocking me. And that's why I'm still at it till this day. I need you to write my name in. Everybody in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, write my name in for president. Landingham, LandingHam. And landing the flame and going ham. We're America. But we got to look from within. The answers are from within. We can't be afraid. And I'm not gonna waste one waking moment to fight for the American people and give what the American people have been begging for and asking for and praying for without delay. And we're going to make sure that rich people pay their fair share finally. But also, we got to get off of the fossil fuels, get on green technology. There's a lot that we can do, but we just got to have the will to do it and have the issue about race and party ideologies out the way.
Thank you so much for an inspiring message. May you continue with your message and your name getting out there. And thank you once again for calling in Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham.
Yes, sir. Hey, and wear your mask, wash your hands. And look, the uptick in the Midwest with the virus is very serious. And so I know y'all want to, you know, relax and kick it and whatnot, but stay home. Do as much as you can to stay home. I know you got to, you know, you got to work and make money, but do what you can. Your life is important.
I appreciate that message. Thank you very much. And definitely hold a line, please. And I know it would be hard because he stays so busy. But, you know, certain things happen, and it lets me know that there's a reason that we do the best that we can to get the messages out to people is so that you can hear different points of view. You have to be able to do that to at least make it out. As a matter of fact, my thing is this. You talk about a lot of things. Why did he have to mention the next thing? It made sense since the formidable presidential candidate said it. He told the truth. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, my truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, my truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me, coronavirus scare me, stop me, AM alpha male share pride, I face real danger, still go outside, 80 people shot at an MC club,
people carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated, at home, inside, alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cop might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
And it was a very, very interesting thing. About 12,000 people on the Facebook Live for News 5 Cleveland, the break news dot newsbreak. .com carried it. Kent State for Public Service, the public service here for FM 90 and Cleveland.com, Cleveland Urban News, that Women's March. It was very, very powerful to me. Whenever you have Elaine Goldston, president and CEO of the Harvard Community Services Center, you had clergy such as Reverend Benjamin Goldston, Reverend Nate Simpson, Reverend Nate Simpson of Black Votes Matter, Dr. Christine Mercy Johnson, Ruth Gray of the National Congress of Black Women Greater Cleveland Chapter, to have Cleveland Councilman Joe Jones, followed by Cleveland City Council President Kevin Kelly, plus the head Women's March Cleveland organizer, Kathy Ray Coleman, who also leads the Imperial Women Coalition, State Senator Sandra Williams, followed by State Senator Nikki Antonio, followed by activist Shay Marisco. You had a song, a nice Women's March anthem, folk song from Bill Williams. You had Ward 1 activist and journalist Kimberly Brown, followed by State Representative Juanita Brent, followed by Sherry Leeson and Brenda Adrian of Refuse Fascism Ohio, who spoke with 17 women behind them in red handmaiden attire. That's what Brother Don was just speaking on. Domestic violence advocates and victims, CMHA domestic violence advocate Laura Cowan, who passed the baton down to domestic violence advocate Sandra Data, and she received the baton. It was passed down by Laura Cohen at that event. You also had Carrie Joseph of the Domestic Violence and Child Advocacy Center. The presentation as the Domestic Violence Month, Avery McCauley of the Black Women's Pact of Greater Cleveland, remembering the raped and murdered women, Alfred Porter Jr. of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and the Black Man's Army, where I called off not only the 11 names of those victims from Imperial Avenue, but the five victims so far of East 93rd Street, the three from East Cleveland who were murdered by Michael Madison, as well as some of the women who were murdered by police violence. That's a very sobering thing in itself. The march went from the Harvard Community Services Center. It ended at the JFK High School. Then there was a march back, and the speakers who concluded, such as Elizabeth Crenvania of Peace Action, Queen Alexander, Don Bryant of the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Reverend Pamela Pinckney and Butts had to leave. But, again, this is a reminder to please join us on October 29th, 2020 at 5 p.m. for the anniversary rally of the Imperial Avenue murders of 11 black women by serial killer Anthony Sowell at 12205 Imperial Avenue on Cleveland's East Side. 216-659-0473. Also find this event on Facebook as well. There you go. One of the reasons why I do what I do is because I do it for you. I'm also sending this out to Day Made, who's been there number one since day one. So this song really fits anyway. Might as well do that. And like I say, certain things that you do it for you.
I chose that I breathe the blood I bleed.
I gave it all to you.
Yo!
So this is when it comes to, yo, turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo, it's kind of funny how it ain't the same, changing up for a little fame. Yo, but from the dirt, it was all me, grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, would never see what I feel in me, who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me, who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you, I did it all for you.
Jump on it because this is so new. I really wanted to leave it alone, but I had to get up on my 10-foot stepladder for the soapbox because President Trump has repeatedly attacked and denigrated the nation's most respected infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, today. I'm not going back from when he attacked him 2 weeks ago and then maybe a month ago. Did it about a month and a half ago. But Trump first started in on Fauci during a call with his campaign staff today, this morning, and then publicly on Twitter. Later at a campaign rally, Trump warned that his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, would actually listen to Fauci's advice, who happens to be the nation's most respected infectious disease expert. The new insults came, not coincidentally, one day after Fauci said on 60 Minutes, which was last night, Fauci said that he was not surprised that the president had caught COVID-19 and confirmed that the White House has been restricting his media appearances during the pandemic. Trump called Fauci a disaster, during a morning call aimed at rallying his staff for the final stretch of his flagging re-election campaign. That means that it's really interesting. But going after Fauci is a puzzling tactic because the polls have consistently shown that Americans approve of and trust the top public health official far more than they do Trump with regard to the pandemic. In addition, Trump's handling or mishandling of COVID-19, but let's say he handled it, it still has killed nearly 220,000 Americans and is currently prompting a third wave of cases around the country, which appears to be the most significant reason why right now he's having a hard time even catching up. Now, Trump did say, people are tired of COVID. I have these huge rallies during this morning's call. I can't even say Monday morning. It was today. It was just this morning. And they had a CNN reporter who actually listened in, and he was referring to the large packed events he's been holding in states suffering record-breaking surges of coronavirus cases 2 weeks after he and dozens of other people were themselves infected in the White House outbreak. People are saying, whatever, just leave us alone. They're tired of it. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots. Fauci is a disaster. If I listened to him, we'd have 500,000 deaths. I don't know. And later on suggesting that the number would have been 700,000 to 800,000 people. If there's a reporter on, you could have it just the way I said it. I couldn't care less. And yet we keep Fauci. Every day he goes on television, there's always a bomb, but there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. But Fauci is a disaster. Wow. Trump did seem to knock the 79-year-old Fauci's age and longstanding role at the National Institutes of Health, as well noting that he's been there for 500 years. I have to laugh at this because this is almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. But this is not a Saturday Night Live skit. It's not. This is real life. And I guess Trump did say Fauci is a nice guy, but later after his comments on the call were widely reported, Trump elevated his attacks to Twitter and his campaign rally stump speech, where the president again tried to discredit Fauci. It's interesting right now. And during a campaign rally in Prescott, Arizona, the president did go at Fauci again. Biden wants to lock you down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci. Trump told the crowd, prompting the lock him up chant. It's interesting. That's all I can say is I would have thought that this was a Saturday Night Live skit where you had Alec Baldwin, where you would have had Alec Baldwin just playing the president, but this is real life, people. It makes me sit back and honestly say that things like this, you have to take. I'm off the 10-foot step ladder because I just can't handle it anymore. I would like to say that for those who are wondering, I am a proud conservative, been that way because of Frederick Douglass, was an example of why, to me, it's important for, and it showed an example of black men or women, but a black man who read, understood, and overstood why it was not 3/5 a human being, why it was used to perpetuate slavery through property. To me, Frederick Douglass was an example. Abraham Lincoln was an example. It was at that time the Democratic Party wanted to hold on to slavery. First, who actually served, Senate seats, representative seats as it came through. They endorsed blacks to sit in on those seats. The Republican Party is, quote unquote, the party that I fell in love with. And with that being said, every party, both parties, I'm sure even in the Green Party, Libertarian Party, you'll have an asshole or two. It just so happens that in this party, you have one that's a very pronounced asshole. And sometimes you have to be able to call it as you see it. How do I know? It's because I go around other Republicans, conservatives. And there are a lot of Republicans who do wear masks. They believe in social distancing. They'll give you a chicken wing, elbow bump. If they feel brave, fist bump. But a lot of them will adhere to certain standards. You have a lot who don't. But then again, there are a lot of Democrats that I know of. Not as many, but there are a few that will say coronavirus, it's not as bad as you're saying, and they won't wear masks. There are certain religious factions that are against masks for different reasons. It just so happens that the Republican Party has a head and followers that, in some cases, will disregard. So I say, just like they ask you, don't vote straight ticket on anything. That's a good reason why you start checking out the candidates for who they are and what they represent, if they don't represent you, period. You know, in my region, you have Judge John P. O'Donnell. For Democrats who want to vote for him, just remember, this is the same man who sat there, basically called Michael Brillo a hero, who shot 49 times in the windshield of a car killing Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. 49 times. The judge let Michael Brillo, the police officer, off because he couldn't figure out which bullets killed Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams. He didn't even charge the man for misuse of a corpse or abuse of a corpse. Nothing. Let him walk. And that's why I'm so glad that he ran twice. He's a current judge. He ran twice for Ohio Supreme Court. This third time, Al Porter Man in the Street, you might have seen us out there joining other people to say vote for Sharon Kennedy to continue to uphold her seat. There's another man running by the name of Rick Bell. Rick Bell offered some of the weakest ass prosecution, which went in front of Judge John P. O'Donnell. He didn't even go in to get the other police officers. He went in with a week of Sweetwater charges as a head prosecutor. Everybody else was hollering, murder, murder, murder. Drilled, get this bastard. And Rick Bell did such a tepid job that, to me, he had judged John P. O'Donnell like Cheech and Chong. Why keep Cheech out if you're going to let Chong in? So with that being said, if you don't want to deal with Rick Bell, you have Judge Wanda Jones, who's already currently serving in her seat. She has mentorship programs. This is the year of the woman. She's a woman of color who's already presiding in our region and doing things to help out, like I say, mentorship programs and fair. I can't go along with that. Now, there are a lot of Democrats who say vote straight down the ticket, but if you're smart, you have to look and see who might have your best interest at heart and who doesn't have your best interest at heart. When you find that out, you cannot break stride and vote for somebody who's what have you. Like I'd say, I'm a proud conservative, but I wish I would vote straight down the ticket, because that would be something that's not in my best interest. For me personally, it's not. It definitely isn't. I got off a 10-foot step ladder for a soapbox and got on an 8-foot step ladder for a soapbox. That's not good. I'm going to hit you with a double play. I hit one of my favorite songs. Danielle Woods, she likes the For You. I'm going to play a double play because I don't get a chance to play them all that much. Huh, Hitmaker, Eastside.
What they talk about, how you write down, or how you just might black out, cause you ain't getting there. If this telecom talk, about when we body, if this telecom talk, if this telecom talk, if this telecom talk, if this telecom talk, I know you like the way that I do it.
okay. So let me take you to ecstasy. Cause damn girl, I'm feeling when you next to me. Body and taste to make love like you like it. Body and taste to make love like you like it.
People killed as of 6 a.m. this morning. This evening, there have been a couple of more homicides. I don't know what else to say. That's all I'm going to say about that. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. I'm going to go with hopefully a smooth, mellow groove to get my mind right before we leave out. Maybe I can play something from Emax the Image. How could you leave? I've been to those type of moments myself, so we need one of those songs. Emax the Image.
I'm not afraid to Could you tell my friend I did not do? Will you still remember I wasn't the man for you?
And coming up soon, the Black on Black Crime, Inc. presents a award banquet gala at East 80th Street near Union Avenue on Saturday, December 19th, 2020, from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. Buffet dinner at 6:30 p.m. Donation includes food and refreshments, bowling, darts, $10, dancing to music by DJ Joe Boom, come one, come all, donation $35. For further information, call Dontez Taylor at 216-417-2404, Alfred Porter Jr., 216-804-7462, or Commentary Cleveland. Look, I appreciate everybody who listened, who called in, who added feedback. Thank you so much. I am going to, wait a minute, we have about 1 minute left. I'm going to go to all these ones. What's happening out there?
Good evening, Brother Porter. I'm going to try to make it fast. This is Sister Smith. Happy to be on the show today. Thank you so much. And so I just want to say I respect you and all of your callers and listeners, but I do have a love for people of color, obviously. And with that love comes the strict disciplinarian type of spirit for the children of color because they need it. And those that don't discipline their children, such as I was describing on a show a couple of weeks ago, probably on the University of Common Sense, are definitely hurting their children, not to mention other people of color. I mean, who wants to replace windows at $350 a pop or even $50 a pop? So, and I also must say very briefly, Brother Porter, and please let me know when we're almost at that 1 minute. I don't appreciate the incendiary manner against me that I think one of those judges that called into the show, though I do respect authority, lightly hinted around a few things that I had been through. And, you know, an incendiary party tends to attempt to arouse strong emotion or conflict to arouse some kind of a fight or some kind of an instigative process to cause inflammatory reactions. So I just wanted to say I don't appreciate that, and judges have to be judged too, because the supreme judge is God, and we should all look to him first while respecting authority, obviously, but they also need to respect us. And may I say one more thing?
Go right ahead.
No one is dumb or cognitively challenged at my house that tends to engage in this fight that is brought about by some very duplicitous, racist, bigoted white men from ABC Management and Target Stores, just to name a few. So far, God has not told me to lay down and stop the fight. In Matthew 7:1, it says, "Judge not that you be not judged." New International Version in closing says, "Do not judge or you too will be judged," for those that are judging, because I've been fighting this battle for quite a while. And I just want to thank you again, Brother Porter, for this time.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening. Appreciate you.
You as well. All right. Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And peace.
Bye for now.
And I appreciate that phone call. And with that being said, everybody, enjoy your week. Have a blessed one. I'm out. Not even playing a song. I'm just going to say I love you all. Love each other. Creator loves you. Peace.